This is the Bookable Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Wednesday the 13th of June. Now, with the European Championships going on in Poland and Ukraine at the moment, there'll be a lot more casual viewers watching who don't necessarily know what's going on every time the referee blows his whistle. This was a sensation experienced by everyone, even season followers last night, as Khalil Al-Ghamdi put in one of the strangest, most irrational displays of officiating that I've ever seen. But fortunately it wasn't enough to spoil our enjoyment of an absolute belter, as the Samurai Blue went to Brisbane. Well, hello again, and Japan maintained their superiority at the head of Group B in the final round of Asian qualifying for the 2014 World Cup, with a pulsating 1-1 draw away to Australia at the Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane on Tuesday evening. After a goalless first half, the Samurai Blue seized the initiative either side of a red card for Socceroos midfielder Mark Milligan to open the scoring through Yuzo Kurihara on 65 minutes. However, the home side hit back from the spot just 5 minutes later, Luke Wilkshire converting after Atsudo Uchida was penalised. And Japan's chances of finding a winner were effectively ended when Kurihara himself was dismissed late on. Alberto Zaccheroni was forced into making a single change from the side that had collected 9 goals with no reply in their previous home games against Oman and Jordan, with Kurihara slotting into central defence in place of the injured Maya Yoshida. Australia had endured a gruelling and ultimately disappointing scoreless draw in Oman last Friday and brought in Tim Cahill for Harry Kewell up front. The hosts quickly took control of the game with a high-intensity, direct style of football that continually pushed the Japanese defence deep into its own half. A long ball from Sasa Ognjanovski sent Cahill through after 5 minutes, but Eiji Kawashima did well to save both his initial effort and the follow-up shot from Wilkshire. Japan created a few half chances from set pieces, but remained under pressure for much of the opening half an hour. Alex Broske went closest to opening the scoring for Australia after Lucas Neal had lobbed the ball over Kawashima, but the Shimizu S-Pulse forward was denied on the goal line by Uchida's block. Zaccheroni's men were able to stem the tide thereafter by adopting a higher line and pressing more boldly as a team. This allowed them to exploit their numerical advantage in midfield and begin working the flanks. Yuto Nagatomo perhaps ought to have done better when his low ball across the 6-yard box failed to find a blue shirt, but Japan were at least looking more composed and started the second period as the better team. Their hopes were given a significant boost 10 minutes after the restart, when Milligan was shown an extremely harsh second yellow card for a seemingly accidental clash with Uchida. Japan took the lead soon afterwards from a short corner routine, Keisuke Honda playing a 1-2 with Makoto Hasebe, then skillfully jinking along the byline to play the ball low beyond Mark Schwarzer and into the path of the unmarked Kurihara at the far post. To their real credit, Australia immediately came back with great energy, committing players forward to win a corner from which they were confusingly awarded a penalty when Uchida was adjudged to have impeded the unprotesting Broske. Wilkshire calmly fired the ball into the centre of the goal as Kawashima dived low to his left. The bizarre circumstances surrounding the equaliser seemed to unsettle Japan, and the 10 men could have taken the lead following another corner soon afterwards, when Ognjanovski's shot struck the crossbar. The visitors gradually rediscovered their rhythm, but were unable to create any real opportunities to force their way back in front. And they lost their man advantage in the last minute of the 90, when Kurihara was shown his second yellow for an innocuous collision with Broske. An unconventional performance from the Saudi referee Khalil Al-Ghamdi was completed when Japan were awarded a free kick deep into added time, only for the final whistle to be blown as soon as the defensive wall had been assembled. Speaking after the game, Zaccaroni appeared satisfied with the point in what was, on paper, the most difficult fixture Japan should face throughout the qualifying process. This was a game that Australia felt they needed to win, and they showed their physical strength, experience and canniness throughout, said the Italian. But Japan did well to deal with this. We had a difficult period at the beginning of the game, but we overcame it to control the proceedings ourselves. It took a penalty for us to concede our first goal of this round, but nonetheless I think our players fought very well in what was difficult away territory. Japan now stand atop Group B with 7 points from 3 matches. Their next fixture is on the 11th of September at home to Iraq, who are second on just 2 points ahead of Australia on goals scored, with 1 game in hand. South Korea look to be in control of Group A meanwhile, after following up last Friday's 4-1 win in Qatar with a 3-0 home victory over Lebanon, Kim Bo-kyung of Cerezo Osaka netting twice. Well, that's it from me. I'll be back with the normal minute casts again from next Monday as the J-League resumes this weekend after a 3-week absence. Do join me for that. Until then, it's bye for now.